G'day friends, and welcome to Happy Days. This is your pal Jesse on the mic, thanking each and every single one of you for taking the time to listen to my little podcast, proudly brought to you by my very own Freak Productions. Go check out my stuff at www.freekproductions.com, where you can find my latest release, my debut children's book called Fly Bat Fly. It's a great book, great read, fun for kids aged 3 and up, and beautifully illustrated by my good pal Nikki Kerwick. Now, this episode is a bit of a sentimental one of sorts because the world has lost yet another legend, but in my heart, he is immortal for life. We're talking about what many would consider the true voice of Batman. We're talking about voice actor Kevin Conroy. He's an actor, but more well known in probably the last 20 years, has the iconic voice of the Dark Knight from the Batman, the animated series. Now, it's a massive loss for the world of comics and animation as we know it, but what a legacy of work this guy left. It just absolutely incredible. I was one of the many fans that fell in love with the animated series when it came out, and he left such an imprint with just not just stellar vocal performances, but he really personified the attributes and characteristics of what made Batman such an iconic character to this day. And even Bruce Wayne as well. He really pulled that off like no one else. I'm in love with all the interpretations of the Batman character and Bruce Wayne character on screen and in cartoons from all the actors that have portrayed these characters. But Kevin Conroy brought something very special. And to pay tribute, I thought there are many people I could speak to professionally and on an amateur level, but I thought, man, I've wanted for the longest time to get my little brother on the show, Brian Byrne, and I thought, man, he's as passionate a fan as they come when it comes to Batman. I mean, the guy has Bruce Wayne license plates. He's just, yeah, like every square inch of his living quarters is Batman dedicated. He's a passionate fan, and he's a proud fan. And when I read his post about the passing of Kevin, I was touched by and moved by his words, because he, you know, the words were few, but they impacted. And it was just this something as simple as saying the voice of Batman was his, that was his childhood growing up, watching those cartoons as a kid. And I remember watching those cartoons with him as a little kid, and you know, basically just passing on that love of superhero and comic book folklore onto my little brother. So I thought it'd be really cool to do this episode with him and just get a perspective from his heart. And he's a special kind of kid. I think you're gonna love this one. And this one's for you, Kevin. May you rest in peace, and we know you are watching over us all, high above in the skies, with the bat signal blazing, lighting up the sky. I love it. Enjoy this episode of Happy Days with Brian Byrne. G'day, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good, good. The little brother. Here he is.
What's going on?
Mate, I have threatened to get you on this Happy Day show, and here we are. Probably not under the greatest of circumstances, but I thought, mate, if I'm going to talk a quick conversation about something I love that I know you love a lot, then you're the man to speak to about it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I've got you on here, you know, not just because of the fact that you're my brother, but also because, you know, unfortunately, the world lost another hero last week with Kevin Conroy. And I know full well that you grew up watching the Batman animated series. So I want to just get right into it and find out from the little brother's perspective where this wonderful obsession with Batman first started.
Well, it started off with that original movie, Michael Keaton, and that first scene with a "What are you, man?" and that iconic line. And there's only one guy that's ever going to pull that off the same way. Everyone else can replicate it, but and then what happened from there is after the movie, that we did the sequel, Batman Returns, and then they went off in that different direction for the third movie.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of dudes created this animated universe, and they created that cartoon. It started off the Batman Superman hour, and it developed into the animated series. And right from that very first movie, I don't know if you remember it, Mask of Phantasm.
Mask of the Phantasm. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, fantastic movie. And that's from that moment, Kevin Conroy, he was Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He just picked up the mantle from Keaton after that and just carried that same aura, that same character, just in that comic book and then made.
Yeah.
And just, I remember every Saturday morning waking up to see a new episode. You wouldn't get me out of bed at 8 o'clock in the morning now.
Mm.
But if
there was an option, would you do that would you get up religiously at 8 o'clock today if that was the only way you could watch brand new Batman?
Oh, 100%. If that was the only way, Saturday mornings, yeah, you'd have to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Was that, do you find like that ritual of seeing something exciting like that? Because I know we were the same as kids watching Robotech too. I remember you used to watch Robotech with me, but before we went to school. But was that, you know, that excitement of seeing a show on your Saturday morning or weekly morning, was that, you know, does that same excitement elevate you when you just watch it on a regular streaming service or DVD or whatever today?
It's just not the same. Like now you want to watch it, you just put it on. Like I literally, before we started talking today, I've been watching some episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just right there at your fingertips. Back then you waited for it. There was that anticipation and excitement, and you didn't care that it was a week between viewings.
Yeah.
It was just, it's just what you did. And it's crazy. Like, kids these days just wouldn't know. I sound like an old man.
As Jake and me call it on our rad show, old man on rocking chair moments. But I think there's a lot of truth to it too, man. It's like simpler times, easier times, more fun times. You know, they're times you remember a lot more fluently than, hey, do you remember watching that movie on that streaming service a month ago? I'd be the first to tell you, nah.
It's crazy because Kevin was still the voice up until recently. Like, he still did a couple of the latest movies.
Mm.
And like, they had a couple of people voicing Batman over the years now in the animated, but they always go back. Well, they always went back to him. They can't really anymore.
And they
it's going to be weird.
Yeah. They took it up a notch too when, the live action Crisis of Infinite Earths crossover happened, that major event across all the DC TV shows, which was kind of cool. But I thought it was exceptionally cool when they had Kevin actually play Bruce Wayne. I thought, what a poetic little touch that was. How was that for you as a fan?
It was just, no one was expecting it.
Yeah.
Because they don't, like, in the TV world and the movies, he's never really brought up.
Yeah.
But if you're on a Batman fan page, it's Michael Keaton, Kevin Conroy.
Mm.
They're Batman.
Yeah.
And that's always how it is.
Mm.
Yeah, so seeing him there and get him getting the recognition was cool. They did a few good things on that show.
Yeah.
All those shows.
Yeah.
So they went a bit hectic.
And like that excitement of seeing, you know, growing up watching the animated series and the movies and, you know, obviously Michael Keaton's part as well. As a fan translating, you know, making that translation to comic books and what, you know, reading the books, did you get a bit more excitement reading that, imagining Kevin's voice as Batman?
Oh, definitely. And that's what it became. So anytime you're reading a comic book, it was like he was reading it to you.
Yeah.
You didn't hear the movie characters. You heard it was Kevin's voice.
Yeah.
No matter what. And even the TV ads, I'm pretty sure if you go back, the old Kenner TV ads, he was the voice in the ads as well. Or it was a guy mimicking him.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So everything was just driving you to that. I always hated it. My stepbrother, who'll probably never hear this, he had all the Batman toys from all the animated series.
Wow. He used to
always pinch a couple of them when he didn't notice.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, he had enough.
Yeah, yeah. So, did you have a particular favorite Batman animated series moment?
I was trying to think of this earlier. It was it's just one of those things. Like, it doesn't really matter which episode you put on. Like, yeah. they all had a story. There was some of your classics, like your Man Bat was always a good one.
Yeah, I always enjoyed the always, you know, I think any fan would attest to this. I always loved the Batman Joker exchanges, you know, like those moments those two characters shared together, and just the way Mark Hamill's voice and Kevin Conroy's voice just, I don't know, they just worked harmoniously.
It wouldn't have worked as well if you didn't have Mark Hamill. He did just it was crazy.
Yeah.
You think about it, like Luke Skywalker's the best Joker ever.
It's pretty crazy, man. So yeah. You know, that's
he was just that perfect mix of crazy and funny.
Yeah, but you know, like many said the same thing back in the day about Michael Keaton cast as Batman too. You know, like guy coming from playing Mr. Mum to all of a sudden playing the Dark Knight in possibly the darkest version of Batman to you know, fill the screen to this day.
Yeah.
Which leads me to a question. So obviously, you know, you're all in for Michael Keaton, but what's your view on Batman's since, like the predecessor, you know, the ones that have followed, like cast aside, you know, your Val Kilmer's and George Clooney's, who did a good job, but
so I grew up with those guys. So that was 97,
mm-hmm.
like, and 95, I think it was back then. That's when I was like teenager.
Yeah.
High school and that. So I never hated those Batmans. Like, they're still entertaining to go back. Are they the best version of it? No, but there's also 100 different comic book versions. Not all of them have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, it's all Batman. I see this on Batman fan pages and that. If you go onto that dark place, the internet, some of them are just hectic. They're like, these days it's all about, what's his name? Ben Affleck. And now you never got a movie or anything like that. But they all have their moments.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of The Batman, the latest one. I thought they did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, it was a great one. I thought it was just good.
Another different take, and I'm interested to see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? And, of course, you got The Dark Knight. You can't really be a Batman fan and not have enjoyed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be honest, I wasn't really a fan of Tom Hardy's Bane in the third one. Well, that was a bit different, but is what it is, and especially when you grow up with like the animated series going on as well.
Yeah.
Like, story I did love that keeps coming up from that. What they did with Mr. Freeze.
Oh, yeah.
because the animated series and that whole storyline, they created that whole thing about his wife and the disease and everything that made it into the movies. That all came from that.
Yeah.
And they did pretty well with creating, and of course, Harley Quinn. That all came from there as well.
Yeah. I've been watching the Harley Quinn animated series. I'm only, you know, a few episodes in, but man, it's cool. Like Kaylee Cuoco is, she's great.
It's different, eh?
Yeah, I love it. I think I'm just kind of loving the no holds barred approach that a lot of these animated shows are starting to take more and more, you know, like we're seeing more swearing, you know, we're just seeing a lot more sort of realism of human attributes in there, as opposed to, you know, the safety of cartoons back in the glory days.
Yeah, well, look what they did with Kite Man.
Oh, Kite, I don't know
how
much
that you've seen yet, but he's awesome. Just wait, if you're only a couple episodes in, it gets better.
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm keen. Hectic. Yeah. So, as a Kevin Conroy fan,
yep.
What are your favorite? You know, did you get curious and follow his career further, but beyond Batman, or did you just, you know, you're just all in for the Batman aspect of it?
Well, it was pretty much the Batman thing, and he did heaps of other stuff as well. Like,
yeah,
I was reading today. Did you know he was in the same class as Robin Williams?
Did not know that.
When he went to Juilliard, yeah. And
amazing.
Frasier as well, Kelsey Grammer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Small world, so, man.
Like, yeah, and you think about that, and he's famous for voicing Batman.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. It's crazy. Do you have any other sort of really cool, happy Batman memories you want to share at all? Like from the movies, the comics, whatever. Like, you know, what's the favorite? You know, the great thing about Batman that made you just go, I am a lifetime fan.
I think what drew me in was even before that 89 movie, just real little kid. And we used to watch the corny old 66 Batman TV show. And it's just, no matter what version of it that I've seen, like, it just works. It's just entertaining and just draws you in. And it's that, what gets me about him as a character is you just need some money to buy your toys, but not even that. Like, anyone can be Batman. He's not some superhero with crazy powers or anything. He's just a human being.
Yeah, that's right.
He just does the right thing here.
Yeah, absolutely. And also the villains as well, right? I mean, besides the Joker, I mean, do you have any key favorite Batman villains that, you know, really, I don't know, just helps you enjoy the world of Batman just that little bit more?
Yeah, especially with the animated series, Joker was cool, but definitely the Mr. Freeze storyline was a big one.
Yeah, that was
cool. Man-Bat as well was pretty cool, just that whole On Leather Wings story.
Yeah.
I did like that. Even their version of the Riddler. I'm a big Riddler fan just because of that whole mental aspect to it. That's why I think that's why I like the new movie.
Yeah,
that different twist. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong, Jim Carrey's Riddler was perfect for the time. And that, you get Jim Carrey, that's what you're gonna get.
Yeah,
but that new version of it, that Psycho, it's different and it gets you thinking. And
yeah,
it's more in line with like some of the darker versions of him in the comic books.
Yeah,
and see that when the fans all argue online, you can see that they're not getting out there and checking it all out.
Yeah, that's one thing I wanted to ask you. Like, I know we've sort of messaged each other in passing, but there was that really cool piece of footage that was put up on YouTube, that bonus footage with Batman going to prison and talking to the Joker.
Yep.
I personally was the biggest fan of that. I was like, finally we have a Joker that is complete. Nuts. Yeah, complete. It just fits the profile of the character to a T. Yeah. How did that make you feel?
I want to see it. Like, Heath Ledger was awesome in what he did. Like, and that it would have been interesting to see what he did in the third movie if you got the chance.
Mm.
But this that new guy, that's like that's that psycho, like killing joke type Joker that we haven't seen.
Yeah. So, because I mean, I don't think there's been a bad interpretation of the Joker ever. Like, no. I mean, you know, from the TV show back in the 60s to Jack Nicholson's awesome portrayal to Heath Ledger, you know, and even Mark Hamill's voicing, you know, all these different variations of the Joker and Jared Leto's Joker, man, I honestly don't think there's a bad Joker in the mix. I think they've all brought something unique and, you know, interesting to the character of the Joker. But so I don't think there's a particular definitive version of the Joker, but this new version that we see in the Batman, in terms of that dark realism, I think that is probably as close as we're going to get to a real true version of the Joker, right down to the scarification. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%. And it's just, it's interesting to see what they're going to do. Like when you see where they took the character, the Riddler, and even things like even Alfred in that movie is different to, he's not just the butler. Like he's got attitude.
Yeah, he's got a lot more going on.
Yeah, and I even liked Catwoman was different as well.
She was so good,
She was Catwoman. Like it brought back vibes to, doesn't sound funny, but the Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
And that sort of real feline sort of, but not overly, so it doesn't stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Just seemed natural.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
Yeah.
Just those little things.
Yeah, that's and cool,
she auditioned to play the same role in Dark Knight Rises, but they went with Anne Hathaway.
Crazy how the world works, right?
Yeah, weird.
Mm, it was meant to be. Yeah, but it's cool. And of course, we, you know, not forgetting Joaquin Phoenix's portrayal of the Joker as well. I think that was one of the most bold moves ever to make a movie exclusively about the Joker.
It was cool. It was different. Yeah. It's like kind of like Gotham in a way, like doing something without that main character.
Yeah.
Different. I didn't mind it, but yeah.
What do you think about the rumor mill with the sequel featuring Lady Gaga as Harlequin?
I think she'll do a good job. Like, they don't cast these people. Like, it's very rare they make a mistake these days.
Yeah, for sure.
Something like that. Like, especially with that kind of IP.
Well, especially with, like, the powerful acting that goes into a movie like Joker. That's not just some run-of-the-mill superhero, you know, DC-style movie. This is kind of next-level shit.
It's going to be very different to the other direction DC's going with Black Adam, which I watched the other day. I actually didn't mind that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was – it was – you know, I'm a diehard Black Adam Shazam fan, and I didn't hate it. I thought it was actually cool. Yeah. I just think there's certain elements there that they had the chance to run with that they didn't, and I'm a little sad that they didn't go there. Yeah, I liked the historical aspect, but I wish there was a bit more history in there, because that would have been really cool to see, and would have made sense to give that a nice segue into obviously meeting Shazam. But you know, so be it. It is what it is.
I thought it was odd that it was Superman at the end and it wasn't Shazam first.
Yeah. I think many fans would probably think the same thing. But hey, that,
yeah.
Again, you know, it is what it is. But I think that was just, I think the politics behind all that was The Rock's way of, you know, showing how powerful his influence is in Hollywood and bringing Henry Cavill back to the DC universe.
Which is cool. Like, he's like Kevin Conroy is the voice of Batman. Like,
yeah.
Henry Cavill was made to play Superman too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
He nails that too.
Yeah, yeah. You got any last tidbits that you want to, you know, any cool memories of the animated series you want to throw in the mix as a tribute to Kevin Conroy?
Actually, it's funny. My phone at mm-hmm. the moment, actually for forever, it's the Batman the Animated Series, this classic scene from the opening credits.
Yeah.
That first bit where the lightning strikes and you see Batman standing on the roof of the building.
That's pretty damn cool. Awesome.
It's always there whenever my phone's there. And the ringtone, I've got the Animated Series as the ringtone there, and the I'm Batman, Kevin mm-hmm. Conroy voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of always there. It's not something that, like, I really gave up on. Anytime I want something to watch, I always throw the Animated Series on. It's always good for a watch.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to get into some Batman, you don't have time to read the comics and that, jump into it. Watch the Animated Series. It's online everywhere. Definitely check it out.
So that whole fan love of Batman and Kevin Conroy and everything about it that just lifts your spirits. Is that what that whole experience does for you in life? Like, does that really, you know, does watching the animated series or reading Batman or, you know, or watching the Batman movie, does that just lift your spirits to another level and take you away from real, you know, from the real world that you live in?
Yeah, it is an escape, and like and it influences things I do, like just like decision making and that, and you're like try to be a better person,
because
you think like he always sets that good example,
yeah,
and it has those morals.
Yeah, I love that. That's really cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
Always been a massive influence there.
Yeah,
and like I said, as a kid, like I could be Batman.
100%, man.
Yeah.
That's why when I see, yeah, the cool thing, besides the fact that you're my brother, like the cool thing I love about you as well is just you're dedicated to the extent of, you know, you got the Bruce Wayne number plates. You're pretty kitted out as a fan, as you know, like you're as diehard a fan as they come. For Batman, and I dig that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But it was sad. Like, reading that news, and it's going to be different not having Kevin around anymore.
It was
definitely
but he's
voice
left
of my childhood.
Yeah, but he's left to one hell of a legacy, hasn't he?
100%. And it'll never die. Like,
they
can recreate it all they want, but it's going to live on forever.
100%. I think so. And, you know, I think there's many good voice actors out there that would accept the challenge, if push came to shove, to emulate his voice. And whilst we wouldn't get the authentic Kevin Conroy voice, I'm sure we would get a pretty close version. Would you agree?
Yeah, they can get the Batman, but the trick is, like, he had the Bruce Wayne and the Batman down pat as well.
He did. The mannerisms were all there.
And they were very distinct.
Yeah.
And that's what they don't get right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see what the future holds, eh?
We will.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brian, man, thanks for being on the show, and love to get you back on here sometime, because there's a lot more to you than meets the eye that I would love for you to share on this podcast sometime.
Sounds good. I'm happy to jump on anytime, and thanks for having me. Hopefully next time it'll be under better circumstances.
I think so,
chat about Batman.
I think so. Well, I thought this one would be a special one that would mean something to you. So yeah, call it a brotherly love treat.
Appreciate it.
All right, bro. Well, yeah, yeah, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk again real soon.
You too. Have a good day.
Okay.
Thanks, see mate. Ya. Bye.
And that was my chat with my little brother, Brian Byrne, on Happy Days. How cool was that? That was fun. And once again, our most beloved of condolences to Kevin Conroy. It's a tragic loss to the DC Universe. But as I've said at the beginning of the episode, his legacy is cemented for many decades to come. What he has given this universe has only enhanced our imagination and love of the Batman mythology. So I'm glad we did this episode. It was a good one. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit that like button. Go that one step further. Hit the subscribe button. And even share this podcast with your friends on whatever platform you listen to it on. It really helps get the show out there. As I say every week, I don't expect to make thousands of followers or anything like that. I just want to inspire and bring a bit of joy to people's days. So hence why we call it Happy Days. So here's to you all. Have a great week. I hope it's kicked off well, and I hope it continues to move you in all the right directions, and hopefully this episode compels you to go back and watch Batman the Animated Series. I know I certainly will be. So till next week, have yourselves a happy week, a positive week, maybe filled with absolute creative bliss, and go kick those goals, will ya? Till then, you've been amazing. I've been Jesse, and stay happy, friends.